Thank you. Let's move on with the program now and talk about what's going on in New York City. My problem with the liberal media here locally is they don't talk enough about New York City. Having all but declared victory in his war on crime and having tackled such urban nemesis as squeegee men, jaywalkers, and reckless cab drivers, Mayor Rudy Giuliani announced yesterday that he was on the verge of eliminating one of New York City's most jarring ills, the pothole. The city has made steady progress toward eradicating potholes in recent years, mostly because the winters have been mild. The city filled 64,000 potholes in 97, 71,000 in fiscal year 1998, and transportation officials said yesterday that they hoped to fill 85,000 by the end of this calendar year. Now, to reach that goal, 35 construction workers will fan out in teams working 40 hours a week to fill what Giuliani says is the final 25,000 potholes scarring New York City streets. Imagine being down to just that problem, having licked the rest of them, and being left with just the one little pesky gripe of the citizenry, those annoying potholes. Mayor, could you do something about the potholes? We here in the Midwest, we look on New York with wonder. We used to hear of the crime, the graffiti, the muggers in the park, the assaults in the subway, the insane racial divisions, the unruly crowds, the riots, the horrors. We concluded that if the prairie was heaven, New York was a flaming hell. And now word comes from the east, drifting across the countryside into the central plains, that a savior has come to New York, an Italian fella with a magic touch. And he has moved through Gotham with his mayoral wand and transformed this Hades into America's new Mayberry. Down now to tackling the simple problem of filling a few holes in the street. Everything else has been taken care of. What then after the holes, Mayor? Huh? What's next? Will that be it for you then? Job over? Walk away from City Hall into the Mayoral Hall of Fame, dust off your trousers, throw on your jacket, and say mission accomplished? What will you say then, Mayor Giuliani, once we have these last potholes filled? I'm off now to tackle bigger problems, like the disputes between Croats, Serbs, Muslims. That after that you'll reach higher yet, close the hole in the ozone, put your stamp on the heavens, reach deep into outer space to stop a speeding meteor heading here from some 400 light years away. And once that's done, then what? You'll expect a seat on the right hand of the Father, and or a chance to throw out the first pitch at the World Series. I am Giuliani. Hurricane Giuliani, whirlwind force for good. Make me president, and there will be no sex scandals. Make me ruler of the world, and there will be no alien invasion. Make me omnipotent and eternal, and I will eliminate hell itself, relegating it to a distant memory, freeing all souls to spend eternity with me, Giuliani. That's eternity with Giuliani. Put that on your next T-shirt. Eternity with Giuliani. See, he comes full circle. He begins his work by eliminating the hellish aspects of life in New York, and he ends by simply eliminating hell. He is simply Giuliani, Time Magazine's Man of the Millennium, and the man who should marry Oprah Winfrey, forming a new American royalty. Their offspring will perhaps start book clubs and chase car thieves, and there'll be there will be that perfect racial blend needed to bring healing to a divided nation, Giuliani and Winfrey, the Charles and Diana of America. The Charles and Diana of America, Giuliani and Oprah Winfrey. They're the Charles and Diana of America, Giuliani and Oprah Winfrey. Brought together in matrimony, America's favorite new royalty. Charles and Diana of America, Giuliani and Oprah Winfrey.